I don't know. We're still talking about, I mean, I think we're live now, and we've just been racking our brains trying to figure out what just happened there and trying not to be the biggest homers on the planet. But what
Hostile
just happened?
act.
What the?
Everyone just missed the meltdown Jimmy just had, man.
Oh
Jeez.
my
I'm about to go
goodness.
hostile act on these refs, man.
Celtics post
What the
game.
hell just happened?
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I hate it. First game of the NBA restart, we already have a moral victory, and I hate moral victories.
Unbelievable.
But oh my goodness, poor, thank goodness Tommy wasn't around for this.
Oh, somewhere he was
I hope he's
exploding.
not watching
Because
tonight.
talk about the karma here. The Celtics got like what was it, 35 free throw attempts tonight or something in that ballpark. And so that doesn't happen. And then what just happened late just happened. And let's just run through it real quick. Jimmy Toscano, Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, Celtics postgame, first game of the NBA restart. And Celtics were in this one despite a terrible, terrible, terrible start. The Bucks started a game
The
with
worst start.
17-2 run. Celtics clearly weren't ready for action. But
The
the
tube was
beginning,
on the own make.
yeah, the beginning doesn't even matter anymore because it's what happened there in the fourth quarter. So let's just start to break it down. You had three extremely questionable calls go against the Celtics. Where do you guys want to start? Do we start with the hostile? Let's start with the hostile act because basically everything Giannis did in the fourth quarter from about 3 minutes on was a totally fraudulent. He had seven fouls in the game.
Absolute
So
fraud.
finished the game with
The
five.
Bucks are a fraud team.
Yeah, fraud team. Yeah. But let's get into the calls. Okay, three
Sure.
questionable calls against the Celtics. Let's start with the hostile act, guys. We've been looking this over and looking at the rule here. Jimmy, you're the most freaked out about it, so just let's walk through it.
I just think it's complete BS. I don't know if we can swear on this show, so I'll hold off. But
How dare you?
just a quick Google of hostile act. Two or more players engaged in a fight or a hostile physical interaction that is not part of normal basketball playing that does not immediately resolve by itself or with the intervention of game officials or players. This makes absolutely no
Yeah,
sense.
look,
This was a personal foul from
they
the start. This was
stopped
a personal foul.
play. They stopped play to presumably look at whether or not what was clearly a foul at least was more than just a foul and then called it no foul.
But yeah, they reviewed that, but they didn't review when Giannis touched the ball. The ball's on the cylinder. A huge
Well, that's
play.
that's for sure. But the hostile act is just that
This
Giannis is gone. He's out of the game at this point. I
This
mean,
well, what's
is
clear is he touched
we
Tice on the
change
play.
everything.
I mean, there was contact there. It was
Yes,
on
he
the
hit Tice.
screen. And
Maybe he didn't mean to punch him in the ding dong, but I mean, he friggin' hit him. You
this
know?
is the thing. It wasn't a flagrant. It wasn't a hostile act. But it was
But
a,
he hit him.
in today's NBA. That's a personal foul
If
because
you
everything's a damn personal foul. You go to like
you
60 times
swing
a
an
game.
elbow under the basket, you hit somebody. It's a foul. You just didn't know he was there, but you hit
This
him.
is
He
what
hit him.
happened. The ref blew the whistle and said, "Oh no." I forgot Giannis already has five fouls, and he got a little buzz from the wherever
Well,
they are, and you
it
can't
blows
call
my
him personal.
mind.
Go hostile act. Go hostile act.
And that's what I mean, Barrett. They were saying this on Twitter too. The way you described the rule, Jimmy, was not the situation that happened out there. So to go to
Absolutely.
that, like, it
It
feels like a
wasn't.
cop out for the situation.
It's the
I mean,
thing. It
that's for
makes
a
no sense.
fight. That's for like dramatic, a Draymond Green type play. Not what that was. And so all of a sudden, you just have a foul pulled away because they went to this,
Yeah.
straw man out of the book.
They're reaching for
99% of the
something.
time,
Yeah, they're
99%
reaching
of the
for it.
time, that's a personal foul, and then they might review it to see if it's a flagrant, which it wasn't. It was nothing really that serious. And I said it was a nice little bit of a sell job by Daniel Tice. I'm sure he was fine.
Yeah.
But you do what you got to do to get the guy out of the game, and that's exactly what Daniel Tice did. What should happen is
So,
he
yeah.
should have been. Now listen,
Right.
we all sound like a bunch of crybabies. We want the Bucks superstar to be out of the game so Celtics can win. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's just poor officiating at the end of the day.
Yeah,
All
but
that being said,
fellas, if this happened to Marcus Smart, though, I don't know if we see the same results. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't help but think about it that way. Whereas, Giannis doesn't have the same kind of reputation. I think it plays a part in a way.
oh, for sure. I
Oh, for
mean, and
sure.
again, Stevens
Absolutely.
says, Brad Stevens was talking a while ago, and he said that the refs told him outright, "Hey, we were reviewing it for a hostile act, not a foul. It wasn't a hostile act, so we called it nothing instead." And Steven said, "Okay," and they moved on. So, I mean, he
That's
kind of took it.
Steven.
So that's one, and that one's going to be the big one because that's the most ridiculous. And that would have been Giannis's sixth foul. And then there was a seventh foul where there was a charge called a charge. And they're like, "You know what? It was actually a block and one." And so that keeps him in the game, gives Milwaukee 3 points there. And that was, again, just got insurmountable. And then you have also got the goaltend, which was a goaltend on Hayward. And you had those two back-to-back possessions there with poor Hayward. You know, he makes that great move, and that was the goaltending. And then he rims out that three, and that would have changed the game completely as well. So it felt like a million things could have gone slightly different in the Celtics' favor and just didn't.
So I'm watching the the charge take again, and it looks like Smart got his left foot out of the zone.
Yeah. No, get back to it. The charge was bad too, you know?
I mean, at first it looked like his left foot was in the zone, but he gets it out like an instant before Giannis makes the contact. And like they look at it, they call it a charge originally, and I don't see anything in there that changes it to block. And that's how these calls are made, right? You make one play and then you have to have the evidence to overturn it. Like, you know, Joe Sway said it, we sound like babies, but I've never seen a game more in one team's hand and then completely pulled in the other direction by a series of calls like this one. We've had some big ones over the years. We've had some explosions on this show over the years, but this is as bad as I've seen it.
This
and, you know,
bad.
Giannis was kicking his leg around all night. There's a reason he had five fouls. He was jumping all over players. You saw the play early in the game where he jumped on Smart's back in the post there. I mean, they were going at it all night. Tons of contact both ways, but Giannis deserved to be on the bench at least for one of those calls.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it was frustrating because I feel like we got a lot of what could have happened. You know, Gordon Hayward was starting to feel it. You saw Jaylen Brown, Brad Stevens with the decision to keep him on the floor to start the fourth quarter, because, you know, if you're Brad Stevens, you're like, okay, he has five fouls, but I need some offense from someone because Tatum's not doing it. You know, he's made one shot out here, and Jaylen Brown stepped up. He had a huge three-pointer. Him and Hayward kept the minute, and then just from that point, you know, after the controversy, you know, everything has changed from there.
All right, well, let's get to it, okay? Because let's stop.
I can't talk about the ref.
I don't want to listen to us cry anymore because it is what it is. But let's just break down the things in the game which actually will have a lasting impact, or at least we can talk about, because the ref's thing is out of our hand. Tatum was freaking brutal.
That's a second guess.
I mean,
we said this.
Two of 18, and one of them was just because he was in the neighborhood of a ball that the Bucks put in the basket. He put one ball in the basket, and he looked as bad. He wasn't even close. That, you know, in the fourth quarter there, he had an open fadeaway, which could have tied the game, and he missed that one too. I mean, that's wide open. He makes that 100 out of 100 times when he's in a good rhythm. So, yeah, Jimmy, you were saying we were kind of a little worried about this in the preseason, in the scrimmages.
Yeah, and what we said was, You need Tatum if you're not going to have Kemba, right? You need and Jaylen Brown has been playing was playing, you know, above and beyond, and him and Marcus Smart gave him the W tonight. But you need to have Jason Tatum step up if Kemba Walker can't do his thing, and that's exactly what didn't happen. You know, is Kemba Walker played great when he did, but Brad Stevens, you know, kept to his promise of playing him under 20 minutes, and they needed Jason Tatum in the fourth quarter, and they had. If Jason Tatum just plays okay, the Celtics win this game. I mean, he was absolutely atrocious. So yeah. I guess that's a silver lining in a sense. You don't expect Jason Tatum to play that awful, you know, every game or going forward. I mean, hopefully this is just an anomaly here because, as we said, you know, before this postponed season, he was playing like a top five player in the NBA. You know, he was so freaking hot. You knew he wasn't going to pick up right where he left off, but to go 2 for 18 and really 1 for 17. Look, I mean, 1 for 18.
Guys have bad shooting nights, though. But did he look? He looked offensively out of sync too. It wasn't just he looked like he was looking.
He looked comfortable.
He was looking for the shot at the wrong time, looking for the wrong types of shots, forcing it. Yeah, nothing came to him naturally. He didn't seem like he was in rhythm at any point tonight.
Which was most frustrating, especially, you know, shots at the rim. How many times did he get there? But just couldn't get it to fall. He just looked uncomfortable, and then at times, you know, complaining to the officials and. You know, to get
looking for contact that wasn't there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, no one's around him.
Yeah.
That was the first play of the game.
They kept themselves in it, you know. They got to the free throw line. That was the most free throw attempts in one half. You know, they tied the best they've done all season long. And then you had Jaylen Brown, Hayward getting into it. Marcus Smart. Great game for Marcus Smart. I mean, that charge was okay, Marcus Smart has done it again. A crucial charge at the end of the game to take out another superstar. I was thinking about, you know, James Harden when he did that to him. And nope, not so much.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd go with this. I see someone in the comments said Tatum's worst game ever. I tend to agree with that. And might especially have been. They had him in there in crunch time. He got to the right elbow, feet dancing a little too much and missed a bunny there. Got to the left elbow and missed another one there. So I was interested. I was like, is Stevens going to play this guy in crunch time the way it was going? And he stuck with his rotations. It worked with Brown, who was struggling throughout this one, and he ended up hitting two huge shots on them late. But, you know, they might have been better off with a Brad Wanamaker in there tonight, especially the way he was playing in the second half. Unbelievable game from him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was
a lot of angry people on Twitter right now getting in the mentions about this. Not to go back to the hostile act, but I'm just checking up. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the story. Unfortunately, that's the story tonight, right? No one's even going to talk about Jason Tatum's struggles. They're going to talk about the rest.
No, we're going to talk about it.
No, we are, but the general public, you know, it's sad that the talking point after the game is the refereeing, and that's
That's it, because you're going to feel robbed, but at the end of the day, you're going to realize a game is a game, and it didn't really matter enormously. But
no, Jason, they played better, John. They played better than what you thought they were going to play. They completed from...
Don't talk to me about that.
16-point buck prediction win for you.
So, yeah, John, the closest one for predictions, baby. You can't give him that.
No, Bobby actually did.
Bobby nailed
it. I predicted it perfect. Bucks by seven.
Okay, but I thought I was going to actually win that. I actually thought the Celtics were going to pull it off towards the end. I mean, they were hanging tough right until the very end. The score doesn't dictate.
It's not about predictions. It's about the things that are going to matter going forward. Jason Tatum matters going forward. Jason Tatum can't. Obviously, he's not going to be this bad. We can't even afford to have Jason Tatum be October, November, you know, Jason Tatum, or, you know, early season Jason Tatum. He has to be the guy we saw when last we left the Celtics.
Yeah, and he's not even close, right?
And he's not close. He doesn't look it right now. And it's early, but yeah.
He had a 1-for-17 against the Knicks. Like, it felt like a year ago at this point, and that's where he was at in November and such, falling down around the rim, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And it feels like he's back there.
And that's right. Just in a snapshot view, the couple times we've seen – you know, it doesn't – it feels like that game. And, again, it's an overreaction. He goes out and he drops 38 next game, and we're all, oh, Tatum's back. But, you know, you have to see it before you can move on, and we haven't seen it yet.
All right, guys, last thing I'm going to say about the officials. Listen, hear me out. This might be a good thing, all right?
Okay.
How much is the NBA bubble putting pressure on the refs now? You know, maybe they're just buckling under pressure now, because maybe the crowd, you know, wasn't even – maybe that made it easier for them. Now they got these guys in their faces. You got Giannis, big Giannis in your face, you know, crucial point in the game.
Yeah.
We got to get this right. They huddle up, and they just overthought. Yeah.
You're walking by him in the bubble, like, hey,
Giannis knows where they live now.
Hey, Giannis, what's up, man? You know,
see him in the cafeteria.
Nobody will sit with the refs in the calf, you know, like, it's set. They're by themselves.
Well, I'm getting flashbacks.
Dude, now Giannis is going to be a horrible official, his extra fruit cup or something. Like, hey, man, thanks, bro.
Jimmy's stuffed in a locker in his own mind right now.
Give me flashback, man. Relax. I actually thought that without the fans, the refs would call it more even. They wouldn't get that. They wouldn't have the home crowd, you know, sort of getting, you know what I mean? Like, they wouldn't be swayed one way or the other.
That way last night. But
yeah.
What the hell do I know? I mean, the freaking game audio is so damn loud. It's louder than a real game.
Okay. That's another one. And again, this was seemingly minor, but if we're at that point in the show, we can definitely talk about the fact that I know, but that was some Mickey Mouse stuff. That was, I mean, you know, and I don't know how it got to that. I wasn't fully paying attention to it last year, but you got Nelson Muntz laughing when a free throw gets missed. You know, like, it was was some weird slide whistle sideshow.
From experience,
in Disney World,
from experience, that place is obnoxious. That's exactly how Milwaukee is.
You've been there, Josue.
That's right.
But without fans, it's the whole show. So yes, that is how they do it.
It's like when Philly, if you miss a free throw, you hear the kid from The Simpsons laugh.
That was exactly it. Nelson Muntz.
Nelson Muntz.
They just did it here. Boy, yo, 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 you know.
Same thing in Philly. Yeah, same
thing. Like, NBA players are lining up like, what the hell is going on?
But, I mean, music through possessions, tons of effects. Yeah. And it was really a distracting mess of a production. You know, I don't know.
Now we hate everything about. You know what? They should just cancel the rest of the season.
This sucked. I hated this. I don't want it anymore.
This was horrendous.
This was a bad. I had a bad experience, and now Jimmy's thinking of high school.
One star.
Everything is bad. Yeah.
Do not recommend this sport or game.
See, now my quarantine idea doesn't sound too bad now. Okay. Yeah. My idea originally was pipe and sound from like the greatest bar or like the most obnoxious Boston bar you can think of. And just pipe that in for Celtics home games. Like that will be what people will hear, you know, when the Celtics are on a big run.
Yeah.
the greatest bar during
stay away from the bars.
I get the than what we heard from Milwaukee today.
Hey, I will say this. Celtics took an L. But and the game ended the way it did, but I think you're going to be content with how they played. I mean, they definitely look like a team that can roll with the Bucks. I mean,
well, you know what I love?
The number one.
Kemba Walker. We had our questions about him. He looked great. I mean, he took advantage of every minute he was out there. He almost scored a point per minute. I thought Stevens rotated him perfectly.
Yeah, I would have liked to leave 5 minutes. I would have loved to find a way to leave 5 minutes in the just in case you needed him in the fourth, you know?
Well, he said he wanted him in there in the flow. So he wasn't going to leave a gap between like 5 minutes into the third and the last.
No, I get it. You just wish there was something where maybe, you know, you stick with the rotation. So obviously he's going to start the second half, but you know, then you expend all of your minutes there. It'd be nice if there was some left over, but you're right. In order to space it out, if you went 5-5-5-5, you would have had to sit him from basically the 5 minute mark of the third till the end of the fourth quarter. And you're right. That would have.
Well, that makes sense. But you know where he went off that was the Cantor minutes in the beginning of the fourth.
Yeah, I know. And we can get to Cantor too. Cause I know
like that's not staying in the rotation.
I know you want your pound of flesh there, but that was, luckily they survived that and came back and tied the game or even took the lead after that. But that 7-0 run in the fourth quarter,
they go down nine
was all on Cantor. That was
I think they actually went down 10 there. They were within one. They go
but
down
they
10
called
on
the timeout
three.
At 7.
Yeah.
They called the timeout at 7 points and got Cantor the F out of there, and it got to 10.
And it's like, what are you going to gain in that spot? You got one little dribble shot in the paint to go in, and on the other end, he's running back as Giannis is at the rim 10 seconds earlier. I don't know what he was trying to gain there. I get he was trying to stay rigid with things, but that didn't feel rigid. Like, was Cantor playing at the beginning of the second? He had that spurt at the beginning of the first, and it felt like he just squeezed him in there to get him to a minute total or something when it wasn't working. In fact, Grant Williams played good in the first half, and he probably would have been a better option there.
Anybody out there?
Hold
on, Josue. I just want to say, anybody out there right now? Anybody out there right now on any of our platforms? I see a lot of chat on the YouTube page. If you guys want to throw in some questions here, we'll answer them right now. Our fearless leader Nick Gelso is battling Milwaukee Bucks fans on our YouTube page.
He may not survive.
he's going toe to toe. But if anybody out there listening wants to submit a question, we'll try to get to it. But go ahead, guys. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Throw out a question for everyone. What do we make of Daniel Tice though? I was impressed. I thought he played a good game. He got a couple of tough breaks here and there, you know, with fouls, but. You know, overall, defensively, I thought he played a heck of a game.
That block in the fourth was ginormous. The one that sent Wanamaker out for that make, I think, with about 5 minutes ago. He had a big three when Lopez was camping in the post, a big putback, free throws. He did a little bit of everything for them.
Tice gives you everything you need. You can't ask for more from him. He's 6'8", playing center. He's obviously going to get beat up sometimes inside, but I mean, you all of the stuff you guys mentioned, always those great seals on drives. You know,
he had one phenomenal one.
He and Marcus Smart have a really good thing going there on pick and rolls, you know, and he's just really – and he'll step out and he'll extend the D. He took Lopez out of the key a little bit.
Right. And that was huge.
At least the threat of the three. I mean, he does everything you want out of him. And he's surprisingly athletic. He can do a lot.
Right. That's why I think, especially for matchup reasons, you're going to see him more than you'll see anyone else, more than, you know, Cantor or more than Grant Williams. I feel like because of this matchup, you're going to see their minutes get cut because of, you know, they had to. That's what Stevens does against the Bucks. You know, we saw this really short rotation and, you know, two or three of those last guys, no one really played much more than 10 or 12 minutes. You know?
Right.
Well, it's the fouls that you run into. You had five in this one. You got to keep those low, and you need that second. This is exactly what I said in our, you know, preseason chats. Who is that second guy you go to when Cantor just can't play? Because This was a game where the first rotation Kanter goes through. It's a mess. That's where you have to shut him down for the night. And, you know, Rob's not an option, obviously. He didn't go into this one. And it's Grant. It's got to be Grant.
You can't do Grant against the Bucks. He'll get eaten alive by their length. So it's a bad matchup here. You need it to be Kanter or Time Lord if you're going to have Lopez in the game. And neither one of those guys is going to do it. So you just got to kind of – like I said, you're trying to sneak in those Kanter minutes. You know, you want to get them in there and not get burned. And they got burned today, tonight, and it is what it is. But I don't know that they don't have the solution. I don't think there is one there. You just got to play what you got.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny you get nothing out of Tatum in this one. But I actually thought the bench was pretty solid. A few good semi minutes.
Wanamaker.
Great closed half. Wanamaker, I thought it was his best game with the Celtics. Finishing, and free throws, all that stuff.
And look, fine. Tatum was brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. But Middleton had his one of his worst games ever against the Celtics. Yeah. 6 of 20. 2 of 9 from three. He was completely neutralized. You know, Giannis was unstoppable again, but that was it. I mean, it was Giannis and then the refs, really. But that was a totally winnable game. They completely took Middleton out of – or Middleton just had an off night.
The Celtics were like
– we lost somebody. Where did Jimmy go?
He's going to go polish the hard hat.
What's wrong with this guy?
Because of the hard hat. His
can you pull it together?
Disappears.
I'm back. Have to flip it around or something?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Jimmy, what's wrong with you?
I told you, bro. There's no filter, man. You can't change it. That's the way you look.
Unbelievable. I was trying to talk that whole time. I was like, these guys are completely ignoring me right now. And it just turns out you couldn't hear me.
I know you're trying to get a filter on.
I was pretty much.
Did you hit the thing? Did you hit?
One of the many things we learned is that the size is still a major issue. I mean, like, Lopez was killing them. Giannis obviously was killing them. They have no answer for size down low.
Yeah.
No answer. And obviously Kanter, I mean, we already kind of knew that, but I mean, that was clearly on display. I do think Tice had a good game, but that being said, it's not enough for the actual down low.
But why lament it? I mean, no team has an answer for their death lineup when you've got all the wings out there spreading the floor and they're athletic and you can't keep up with them. Nobody, I mean, they are what they are. When you play teams like this, you're going to have to suffer some of it. It could have been worse, all things considered. I mean, this is a tough matchup for the Celtics when it comes size-wise. You know, that's always how it's going to go. They did have success that one time when they played Lopez off the floor, forcing Milwaukee to put Giannis at the five there, and the Celtics were able to kind of make a run. So, you know, again, they forced Milwaukee to react to them, and that's kind of what you have to do.
Yeah, but also drove me crazy was the shooters. It was like Giannis is this magnet whenever he comes in, and, you know, he's got an open guy, whether it was Lopez or Wesley, you know, and those threes, two threes, put those together, it was those runs that were just – the Celtics just couldn't come back from. You know, it took them forever to get the first lead of the game in the second half, and then back came the Bucks with more shooters. And, you know, I think at one point, you know, Tyson's like on the ground, and Lopez is wide open in the corner – open for a three. I mean, those are the shots that are going to kill you. And that's the kind of defense where the Celtics have to defend the corner. They have to get the perimeter. I'm still kind of surprised we didn't see Romeo tonight. But then again, Shemmy wasn't bad defensively. Shemmy played all right. But I don't know.
That's a match. Have a little offense.
I thought we'd see Romeo a little bit today.
Well, we're right back to where we were, guys. We talked about it in the last preseason game, last scrimmage game, whatever, when, you know, it was all – bench players. It was the Red Claws. And, you know, we're talking about, can you play in a meaningful game Romeo or Rob against teams like the Bucks in games that matter? And even in game one of a restart, when people don't have their wind and you think you're going to go deeper into your bench, and even the Bucks were, you know, Giannis played 5 minutes in the first five, you know, like people weren't playing long minutes tonight, and they still couldn't find time to get either of these guys in the game. That's a little disconcerting.
I like the rotation that they got off the bench, though. They kept it short, just like we expected them to. You know, Semi gives them a few good minutes. Marcus Smart, like, you still have to think of him when everybody's healthy as a bench piece, and he gives you all you need and more out of that six-man spot tonight. Like, this was one of his better games in the uniform, and I still love what Grant gave them in this one. I feel like it's going to be a matchup basis there, but it still is that thing with Romeo. You look at it, and it's like, he can't even give you 1 minute in this one. Like, what holds him to a zero in this matchup if he actually is showing to be a useful force? It's everything that surrounds him is so strange and mysterious and doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, agreed. For me, it's the foul trouble. I mean, what was it? You had Jaylen Brown, 5 fouls, Tice, 4, Tatum, 3, you know, Wanamaker, 3. End of the third quarter, around that time, or maybe like around the 4-minute mark, I thought we'd see him just to sort of give him a go, see how he finishes the quarter. Nothing. I mean, that's my only one, Romeo. Because the way Tice was playing and you wanted
him
having boards, I'm not too upset about not seeing Rob tonight. I'm sure we'll see him in the next 7 games.
Wherefore,
yeah, when they play the Nets.
I forgot all about that guy. I forgot all about him.
Especially when they play the Nets. He'll go off.
That's when the hype train will start. Just wait till we get to the Nets and the Wizards game at the end of this. Those guys are going to come in like a storm, and there's going to be a lot of hype going into the playoffs.
Well, right. It's true. But then again, there's another big game Sunday. You know, like these matchups aren't going to be easy. And
what's it, Portland?
The Heat.
Oh, the Heat.
Yeah.
I want to see Kemba's minutes tick up a little bit. Tick up, tick up. I want to see him playing in the third. I want to see him playing in the fourth.
Well, you guys still worried about him? Did tonight ease your
I'm not worried. No, I mean, you know, it sounds like they're following, you know, whatever the.
Yeah, I think we actually got the truth from them for once. Like, he looks fine when he's in his runs. They're ramping him up. You know, like John said at the beginning of the show, it would have been nice to see him at the end, but they were following that plan.
Yeah.
And I don't know, what is it about him? The Bucks can't defend him, and it looks like he's one of the better guys in the league at facing this team.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the bounces out of the screens or what.
There's nobody on this team. Right. As big a bigger problem as Giannis is, and Kemba's not on that level, there's nobody on this team that can defend Kemba. So you want to see him do what he did, which is be aggressive. Every minute he's on the floor against this team, you want to see him with the ball in his hands and go, go, go. Look for his shot, because they don't have an answer for him. If he gets hot, let him roll.
I saw him yelling at one of the Celtics trainers too when they took him out the first time, and I was like, is he sore, or is he mad they took him out of the game? It must have been the former, because he was feeling good. He was getting under his shots. I didn't get to the rim a ton, but I think what makes him so effective against this team is that Lopez sits back. Those big guys sit back. They keep you out of the paint, and he can pull up. You know what bothered me early in this one is that Hayward got those same opportunities and blew them again and again, and I thought that was a big reason they got down early, is he was missing a lot of bunnies. He ended up bouncing back with some good movement later, but
I know.
Still not what you want to see from him.
No, he's Mr. Mid-range, so you know, sometimes that's going to drop and it's going to be great, and you know, exactly, if Lopez stays home, that's exactly what you want. Yeah, but it wasn't falling early for him. He looked great. He looked assertive late, I thought.
I just think the ball moves better when Kemba's out there. You just see the difference, especially in that third quarter. You just saw the momentum shift, and I'm thinking, this is it. You know, and the Celtics really, you know, kept with it, moving forward. But just to go back a second, like from a minute ago, when you guys said about Kemba Walker, though, you guys are concerned about this? You know he's hurt, though, right? Like, that's why this is a minute restriction. I don't think this is strictly precautionary. Like, I really wouldn't be shocked if he goes through some sort of minor procedure or
– Oh, yeah, I think so.
You know, an invasive procedure on his knee or something, whatever they're going to word it to make you not worry about it. He's going to go through something.
But does he look hurt? Does he look hurt out there? Does he look like he's playing, like, hindered? Or does he look like he's thinking too much?
We're not going to know until he clocks in 30 minutes. That's the thing.
That's the thing. I'm worried about tomorrow or the day after. Tomorrow when we're like, oh, swelling, he's going to sit out Sunday's game, and then you've got a problem.
Oh, no, I'm thinking long term.
I'm so worried
about him out there doing 30.
I'm always dubious, and I'm you know, a cynic about this stuff. You know, I don't believe anything when it comes to injuries. I think most people are pretty, you know, are pretty dubious too. But look,
the Celtics.
Yeah, it's right. They lost that right with the KG stuff. But
Isaiah Thomas.
Everything.
Kyrie Irving, to name a few.
Everything. So yes, but in this case, I'm just going by what my eyes see, and he looks okay. Bobby, are you okay? I'm not hearing you well, my man. Try to talk. No, we lost Bobby.
I can't hear Bobby anymore.
Bobby, you're going to have to leave us and come back on.
If you talk closer, we'll hear you. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
I kicked him out of the club. Let me
Why did he think that was going to help?
All right.
Here he is.
Bobby, let's try you again. No.
Yeah, Bobby?
It's not going well. Not going well. Bobby's out. We're going to wrap up the show. We've been going for a while. So final takeaways. Was okay to see them tonight. They did go toe-to-toe with the Bucks for the third time this year. And again, I think if you see this team in the playoffs, there's no way you're going to have what you had last season. I think that this is We lost Jimmy too.
I got you, man. So I'm still rocking with you.
Yeah. And that's it. Should we try them? Should we try them one more time?
Yeah, try them.
I'm afraid.
They're probably going to come back in.
Bobby?
Yeah, I figured.
No, Bobby, you're done. That's it. Three strikes, you're out, buddy.
Oh, man.
Let's try Jimmy one more time. Jimmy?
Yeah?
You got me? Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, I got you, but I don't have Jose now.
Can you hear me though?
We're having technical difficulties, so I'm going to wrap it up. Jimmy first.
Technology, man.
Jimmy first, final thoughts, and a look ahead to Sunday. Go.
Final thoughts. Overall, I think the Celtics, there was a lot that I liked about the Celtics today. I mean, Kemba looked good for the minutes he played. I thought Marcus Smart looked awesome. Gordon Hayward played well. We barely talked about him. There was a lot of good things. I mean, you could focus on the one negative, which was clearly Jason Tatum. But that's an anomaly to me. I'm not ready to throw, you know, like no one's worried about Jason Tatum after one game. Let's just assume that it's just one bad game, a little shaking the rust off, whatever it is. He'll come out, you know, much better on Sunday is my bold prediction.
Josue, what's your wrap up on this game? Non-referee edition. Your final thoughts.
Pure basketball?
Yeah.
There's plenty of positive takeaways from this game. I mean, Tatum, obviously, he's not going to continue to play that way. I don't think so. Again, because of his mechanics and the way he was his approach to the game, it just wasn't his night. But the Trailblazers, I mean, they're fighting for something here. So, again, the schedule doesn't get easier for the Celtics. This is actually the toughest part, in my opinion, the beginning.
Yeah.
And between the what we saw Friday night and what we saw Sunday, you're going to see a completely different approach, I think. I think you'll see more of the younger guys with Brad Stevens' rotation. You'll definitely see a different, completely different Jason Tatum. But this is going to be a tough matchup, though. It's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I'm really excited for it. But defensively, I think the Celtics is going to have to buckle down or they may see another L before the weekend.
All right, I'm taking a sky is falling approach.
They might take another L, man. They might.
L or not, it's been my concern before the games, during the scrimmage games, and then again tonight. I'm not worried about Tatum. I'll just feel a lot better when I see one of those games where he just goes bananas and just does the things that he was doing late in the year, and then you know that it's there. And it's great. He's got it. Just a matter of accessing it. But I don't want to see another 2, 3, 4 games of this, and then I'm still heading into the playoffs because it's a really short runway. So in the next 2, 3, 4 games, because then once the seed is locked in, you're going to start resting guys, and the games aren't going to count anymore. You basically got a 3-4 game window for here to get your shit together, you know. And I want to see it happen.
And we're talking about 5 games and 7.
I agree.
Games.
Yeah, I want to see it happen sooner than later. So I'm not freaking out in the sense that I don't think it's going to happen. I would like to see it.
And I'll say,
yeah.
If this guy has an 8 a.m. tee time tomorrow and he's not in the gym putting
there it is. There it is.
I'll be the guy.
Yo, enough with the golf. Yeah, I'm with Jimmy, man. This is it. The regular season now. I don't want to see snaps or Instagram posts.
What did he say? What did he say?
I'm pissed.
He's mad. Jimmy, he thinks you're an idiot. He said your hat looks dumb. Yeah,
right. That's wrong.
And he doesn't trust your basket. He doesn't at all trust your basketball opinion.
Neither do I.
You believe me too.
We're in agreement on that one.
No, but I mean, it's like we're three Michael Felgers here with the golf thing. You know that's what they're going to be. He's going to be talking about on Monday. Why is he golfing? But I mean, again, yeah, we just want
to
see that.
There's a little truth to. I mean, we're half joking, right? I mean, if it keeps it up, then it's going to eventually be a storyline. So hopefully it doesn't.
Sure, but it's connecting
just
dots.
Just focus on basketball.
Connecting dots that don't necessarily need connecting. If he was playing the violin at home and told nobody and spending 6 hours a day on the violin, none of us are here talking about, well, he's got to put down that
but
violin.
If I found
it just happens.
YouTube,
I don't know, Dan.
You're damn right I'm going
to. Or if he's learning Spanish or something, it doesn't matter. Like, he's doing something else to better himself. Who cares about golf? I mean, it's not a cause and effect thing.
It's physical. It's a physical activity, okay?
He's not hurt. Yeah, I don't know.
Never know.
5 hours on the golf course is not five less hours in the gym. So get in the gym.
But he's playing guitar with his fingers.
Get off the guitar too, man. You're trying to win a championship. This isn't the off season anymore.
Oh man.
Winter Tatum, all right? No more tan Tatum, all right?
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're wrapping it up because the chat in our YouTube channel has reached the taco fall portion of things. So
oh,
I think,
God.
We're done. We'll wrap it up. We're back on Sunday. Thank you for watching. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I can't promise that we're going to have it fixed by Sunday.
Part of the show, man.
But it's just part of the charm. Yeah, I hope. Yeah. So for Josue and Jimmy, thanks, guys.